The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 8th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump's abrupt shift from frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin's intransigence to a potential one-on-one meeting soon, despite Putin's refusal to halt attacks on Ukraine or back away from Russia's core aims, handed the Russian leader a diplomatic coup, which the Kremlin embraced on Thursday. That is the take from the Washington Post. They report Putin on Thursday confirmed the plans for the meeting and said the United Arab Emirates would be a suitable location. Next for the BBC, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel intends to take control of all of the Gaza Strip ahead of a key meeting where ministers are now deciding whether to back such a move. The BBC reports that Hamas responded by warning the plan meant Netanyahu was willing to sacrifice remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza to serve his personal interests. Next to Florida, where a labor leader is sounding the alarm about what he calls an existential threat to democracy as multiple states pursue mid-cycle congressional redistricting.
Texas Republicans recently approved new maps using AI technology to gain 5 additional seats, and similar efforts are underway in Oklahoma and Missouri. Rich Templin of the Florida AFL-CIO warns these moves could permanently distort representation nationwide, including in the Sunshine State, where courts have already upheld contested maps.
What this change will do is cement the president's control over the country for generations. And we will no longer have a representative democracy. That is not hyperbole. That is exactly what they are doing. We are watching the first steps of the fall of the United States of America.
The Florida Supreme Court previously approved the state's congressional maps despite challenges under the Fair Districts Amendment, which a majority of voters approved in 2010. Governor Ron DeSantis and state Republican leaders have hinted at further adjustments. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And LGBTQ youth in rural Washington face greater mental health challenges than their urban peers, but a new report says they found ways to build a community online.
Research from the Born This Way Foundation and Hope Lab finds rates of depression and loneliness are higher among LGBTQ youth in rural areas, and their advocates in Washington want to see more trauma-informed care. Michael Parent with Hope Lab says this demographic has difficulty finding support in their communities compared to their suburban and urban peers. But Parent notes some positive trends, too.
They had a lot of sense of internal pride in their identities. So despite being in some of the more challenging circumstances, they also had really positive internal feelings about themselves.
Parent adds, while young LGBTQ rural residents may struggle to connect in person, they often find friends online. Those communities can be based around a shared identity, but can also involve a shared passion for things like gaming or art. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Public News Service. California growers could soon get more flexibility to compost their own agricultural waste under a bill moving through the state legislature.
SB 279 would expand on farm composting and ease state permitting rules. Supporters say the bill provides a solution to a growing problem since California banned most agricultural burning in January. Democratic State Senator Jerry McNerney of Stockton says composting helps farmers and the climate.
This is giving farmers a real leg up in their work. And also, the composted material is going to have some value to them as well.
Environmental groups and ag producers both support the bill, but large composting companies have raised concerns about lost business. The bill only allows composting once every 10 years on each parcel. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
And a new study says the world could prevent nearly 2 million deaths by 2040 if policymakers take a more aggressive and effective approach in reducing transportation emissions.
A group of global researchers is out with new findings that say if the status quo remains, tailpipe emissions will double the number of premature deaths and asthma cases in children in underdeveloped areas. Midwest-based doctor Daniel Trujano is with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate, and he says locally, emissions disrupt day-to-day life for a lot of people.
Other cases, they make you sick enough where you're not breathing well, and you know, I got to take several days of school or work off, and that certainly will lead to decreased productivity in the community.
Trujano says air pollution is often associated with large metro areas, but he adds breathing in unhealthy fumes from cars and trucks is a problem in smaller towns and cities, too. He points to kids forced to take longer school bus rides in rural areas, and other studies have found that pollutants can be even more harmful inside a bus. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, state and federal leaders across the region are reviewing updates for the major agreement that guides the Chesapeake Bay restoration.
The Chesapeake Bay watershed spans 64,000 square miles across six states and D.C., an area with over 18 million residents. Julia Krall with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says the agreement has helped partners track progress, but since its 2025 goals won't be met, the new draft needs firm deadlines and clear targets. She's urging a 2030 deadline with regular two-year check-ins.
We need to know what our goals are and what we're working towards so we know if we're being accountable to those goals and how we're going to get there. And that includes habitat restoration and also pollution reduction.
While progress has been made, states will miss the 2025 targets. Pennsylvanians can submit feedback on the new watershed agreement by September 1st online at cbf.org/act now. Danielle Smith reporting.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.